The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Box Score Breakdown for Thursday, February 25th. I'm Brent the Middleman, filling in for Mr. Jolly, Aaron, and his partner in crime, who could not be here tonight. They've had some different things going on, and they totally missed out, so it's going to be the middleman's time to shine. I hope you enjoy it. Just real quick before we get started, make sure you visit hoop-ball.com. Become a premium member. It's $4.99 a month, which is way cheaper than you're paying for any of your other entertainment. And you're going to get hours and hours of fun talking to us and quote-unquote experts like myself and my partners here on the Discord channels where we have tons of threads. It's not even just basketball. There's football, hockey, golf, all kinds of fun. You're going to make friends and just be able to, have some fun on there talking to other people who love NBA and love fantasy. We got Dynasty, Daily Fantasy, Head-to-Head, Roto, Pick Your Poison, and we got it. We also have a Hoop Ball YouTube channel. It's under Hoop Ball. We do live shows almost daily, pre-game shows, post-game shows. We do full group shows on there. So make sure you go to the Hoop Ball YouTube channel, subscribe, like our videos, hit the notification bell so you don't miss them. We're going to be doing news updates on the regular, fun clips. It's going to be really cool. So there's going to be tons of content for you. So please check it out. So without further ado, because it's late here in California, let's get to the games tonight. The first game we're going to do is the Philadelphia 76ers against the Dallas Mavericks. The Sixers won this one 111-97. We'll start with the losers, the Dallas Mavericks, who were without Kristaps Porzingis tonight. So we'd hope Luka would go off and maybe even Dorian Finney-Smith, who has been playing well lately. But no, neither one of them did that great. Luka, a bad night for him. It's still a decent night, but 19 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists on 6 for 13 shooting, 3 three-pointers, 4 for 6 from the foul line, and no steals, but he got 3 blocks. So those 3 blocks are nice from Luka after a kind of a low night in the other categories. The next highest scorer on the team was Josh Richardson. Nice to see him have a decent game. 13 points, 6 rebounds, no assists, 5 for 11 from the floor, no three-pointers, 3 for 3 from the foul line, and no defensive stats. Then we're looking at Tim Hardaway Jr. with 12 points, 2 boards, 3 assists. And then Boban Marjanovic sighting, got the start tonight at center, grabs 12 boards with 7 points. But he was only 3 for 11, which is really disappointing when your eyebrows basically touch the rim. But he did have a block. Maxi Kleba got the start in place of Porzingis, but only had 6 points, 4 rebounds coming off an injury. 2 for 5 from the field. Both were threes, which is nice from him. And a block. The threes and the blocks are always nice from Maxi. Dorian Finney-Smith, who we talked about, only 6 points, 5 boards, and an assist. With 2 3-pointers and a steal. So we'd hope to see a better night from them, but all in all, not terrible, but they did lose the game. The Philadelphia 76ers, on the other hand, of course, Joel Embiid, who's looking like an MVP of the league, MVP of fantasy leagues, because you probably got him towards the end of your first round. Another big night, 23 points, 9 boards, 4 assists, but only 5 for 20 from the floor. Ouch, that one hurts. 2 threes, 11 for 12 from the foul line, though. Gotta love that volume. 2 steals and a block. Joel is just tearing it up this year. Ben Simmons, 15 points, 3 boards, 7 assists, 6 for 11 from the floor. And guess what? No 3-pointers from Ben Simmons. What a shocker. 3 for 5 from the line, which is, you know what? That's not bad for him. And 2 steals and a block. So you got to love those full stat lines from Mr. Simmons. The next highest scorer, Seth Curry. 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 for 3 from 3, 6 for 9 from the floor, 3 steals and a block. Great defensive stats from Seth. Definitely worth an own. And then the other guy I like, Dwight Howard, has been decent. 14 points, 8 boards, 6 for 7 from the floor. Gotta love that efficiency. A steal and 3 blocks for Dwight. I love it. Shake Milton, a guy I've been high on, who I still think should be owned pretty much everywhere. 10 points, 4 boards, 6 assists, 4 for 13. Not a great shooting night, and no steals, which is a little disappointing, but you gotta love those 6 assists. The next game of the night, the Magic versus the Brooklyn Nets. The Nets ran away with this one, 129-92. Starting with the loser side, of course, Vucevic, a newly anointed all-star for this season, going off again. You gotta love this guy. He's gonna be on a lot of winning teams this year in fantasy. 28 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 12 for 23 from the floor with 3 threes, 1 for 1 from the line. No steals and no blocks. A little disappointing, but it's hard to get mad at that huge double-double. Next best scorer, James Ennis III. 15 points, 3 boards, no assists, a perfect 5 of 5 from the floor, including 2 of 2 from 3, 3 of 3 from the line. What an efficient night with a steal. So, you know, Ennis looking like maybe a streamer here, but he's really inconsistent. Another guy, you know, who I've been keeping an eye on, actually a couple guys on the Magic, one Michael Carter-Williams, MCW, 11 points, 5 assists, typically inefficient, but 5 for 8 tonight, missed both of his threes, no steals, which is disappointing, but you gotta love those assists. It's a tough category in fantasy, so MCW, give him a look if you need assists. I like to point out Al-Farouq Aminu, back from injury, a long injury, picking up right where he left off. One of those sneaky fantasy guys, like a slow-mo kind of fantasy guy. 2 points, but 3 boards, 4 assists, 1 for 6 from the floor, so still a little rusty, but 2 steals, and he'll normally chip in a block or two, but none tonight. So let's take a look at the next game, since the Magic... Oh, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. We didn't cover the winning side, the Brooklyn Nets. How dare I? Why don't we start with Kyrie Irving, who has been on fire and loving not having Durant in the lineup. 27 points, 5 boards, 9 assists, 11 for 18, only 1 for 6 from 3, but 4 of 5 from the line with 2 steals. What a great line there. And then James Harden, I mean, is this backcourt awesome or what? 20 points, 9 boards, 7 assists, 7 for 16, 5 for 10 from 3, gotta love that. With 1 steal as well. The next best score, we have a tie for... actually, you know what? Landry Shamet putting in a garbage time special. 19 points with 9 boards. That's a nice line. 5 for 9 from 3. Interesting line from Landry. Maybe he can pick it up, but I think this definitely was a garbage time special. Nothing to see here. We had Joe Harris with 14 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, and 4 threes. Bruce Brown chipped in 14 points. DeAndre Jordan with a nice game, 8 points, 11 boards, 2 assists. No blocks, though. That's disappointing from DeAndre. And one line I wanted to point out was the young guy, Nicholas Claxton, back from injury. A sleeper, in my opinion, especially in Dynasty, but he's only behind Jordan. And if he's only got to be out DeAndre, he very well could. He's a 6'11 guy with guard handles, can shoot the 3. Had 10 points tonight, 3 boards, 1 assist. No threes tonight, but 4 for 7 from the floor, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. Now, I know it was a little bit of garbage time, but if that doesn't get your attention in fantasy, I don't know what will. I've picked him up in a few places. The next game on the docket, the Sacramento Kings versus the New York Knicks. Another garbage time special after a huge blowout. The Knicks coming off a tough loss to the Warriors. They win 140-121. Sacramento just cannot win a game. Let's take a look there. There is some fantasy stuff to see. De'Aaron Fox was on fire tonight. 29 points, 4 boards, 11 assists, 9 for 18, 8 for 10 from the line, 3 for 7 from 3. He had a steal, too. Then Harrison Barnes, back from injury, 22 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 7 for 12, 3 for 6 from 3, 5 for 7 from the line, and 2 steals. What a great game from Harrison. Marvin Bagley sighting. We have Marvin Bagley sighting, 19 points and 5 boards. You like to see a little more rebounds from him, but he did hit a 3 tonight. He was fairly efficient at 7 for 12 and had a steal. Rashawn Holmes, a quiet game with 9 points, 6 boards, and an assist, 4 for 6 from the floor, and a steal. No blocks anywhere to be seen from this Kings roster. Buddy Hield continues to stink it up in 2020-21. Only 9 points, 4 boards, 2 for 7 from 3. But the Halliburton, the Rookie of the Year contender, at least in fantasy, if not in real life, 17 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 6 for 13, including 2 of 8 from 3, 3 for 3 from the line, and 4 steals. Gotta love Halliburton. What a pickup he's been in most leagues. Now to the winning side, which is rare to put the winning side and New York Knicks in the same sentence, but we will tonight. Julius Randle continues to play like a monster, 21 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists, which is actually low for him, 50% from the floor at 9 for 18, including 2 threes, 1 for 2 from the line, and a steal. Another great game. Randle has been a steal from fantasy drafts. Derrick Rose got a start tonight and had a great game with Elfrid Payton on the shelf. Rose had 18 points, 6 assists, 3 boards, 7 for 11, including 2 for 2 from 3, 2 for 2 from the line. Gotta love that from D. Rose. Barrett had a quiet game, 12 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, but his efficiency has been getting much, much better. Didn't shoot a free throw tonight, so maybe not being as aggressive as he could in a blowout, but 5 for 8 from the floor, including 2 for 3 from 3. No steals, no blocks. Nerlens Noel, another quiet night, 8.7 boards and 2 blocks, though, at least, and that's why you own him, let's face it. In this garbage time special, Emmanuel Quickley, the rookie, did get 25 points, but not much else. 1 board, 3 assists. He was just on fire, 5 from 10 from the floor, 2 steals, and was knocking down threes, 3 for 6 from 3. Burks, he's just a firecracker off the bench, 24 points, 4 boards, 2 assists, 8 for 12, 5 for 8 from 3, 3 for 3 from the line. He got a lot of extra minutes because it was a blowout and Payton was out. But, you know, Burks can get hot. So in deeper leagues, I would definitely keep an eye on him.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Pete Rose logged more hits in baseball history than anyone else. No one has come close to breaking his record. But he was also at the center of one of the game's biggest scandals, a scandal that changed baseball forever. In the new book, Charlie Hustle, New York Times bestselling author Keith O'Brien chronicles Pete Rose's spectacular rise and fall. Drawing on firsthand interviews with Rose himself and his associates, this is Pete Rose as we've never seen him before. Buy Charlie Hustle, available wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The next game, Clippers versus Grizzlies. Another blowout, but guess what? It was the Grizzlies blowing out the Clippers, and they looked great tonight. So let's start with the losers, the Clippers. We got Kawhi Leonard, 17 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, 6 for 14, 1 of 5 from 3, 4 for 5 from the line, and no defensive stats. That's kind of a bummer. Paul George, a quiet night, 13 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, 3 for 12 from the floor. Just could not hit a shot. 1 for 4 from 3, was 6 for 6 from the line. You got to like that volume. And a steal. Serge Ibaka, 13 points, 7 rebounds, no blocks, and no steals from Serge. That's a little disappointing. Really nothing else to write home about on the Clippers. We got Reggie Jackson with 12 points, 3 boards, 2 assists, and he's been sneakily good for the Clippers. So if you need guard stats, he's someone to keep an eye on. Marcus Morris quiet, Zubac quiet, not much to talk about there, and Batum quiet as well. Just not a good night for the Clippers. On the Memphis side, a lot of fun stuff to talk about. We got Valanciunas, 16 points and 15 boards. Huge night, 2 assists, 7 of 14, including 2 for 2 from 3. No blocks and no steals, though. That's kind of a bummer. Dylan Brooks was on fire, 19 points. In his typical line, not much else. 2 boards, no assists, 3 threes, though, and a steal, which is what you like to see from Dylan. He even chipped in a block to help you out. Ja Morant, 16 points, a nice 7 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 three-pointer, 7 of 14 from the floor. And then slow-mo, Kyle Anderson, 13 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, 5 of 8, 1 of 1 from 3, 2 of 4 from the line, and a steal. He's been great since coming back. Keep rolling Anderson out there. Justice Winslow seems to be cutting into Brandon Clark's minutes a little more than slow-mo there. Off the bench, Tyus Jones outplays Melton. I do like Tyus Jones as a pickup. 20 points, 2 boards, 3 assists. He did all that in just 14 minutes. Melton only got 3 minutes tonight, and Jones had a steal. But this was a blowout, so you know a lot of the young guys got minutes. One of those guys, Xavier Tillman, looks like a great dynasty pickup. 2 steals, no blocks tonight, but 4 points, 3 boards, 5 assists. Another a guy who fills up the box score. Justice Winslow coming back from injury. I've picked him up in a few places because he can really fill it up when he gets healthy. I think he's ramping up. He shot really bad in those first 2 games, so he's probably available. You probably can get him for a low ball offer in dynasty leagues. He's only 24 years old, I think, or 25. He had 9 points, 6 rebounds, and an assist, but was 4 of 8 from the floor. Missed his only 3, 1 of 2 from the line, and had a steal. So I think we're going to see Winslow picking things up. Next game on the docket, Wizards and the Nuggets. This is our second to last game of the night. The Wizards beat the Nuggets in a heartbreaker, 112 to 110. The Wizards pulling out a big win as they make a push for the playoffs with their 2 studs, Beal and Westbrook. Those guys went crazy. Beal, 33 points. I think he lead the league in scoring? He's right up there. He's having an amazing season. If he's got to be up there for MVP talk or life just isn't fair. 33 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 10 of 19 with 2 of 5 from 3, 11 of 11 from the line. You got to love that if you're a fantasy owner. And a steal. Westbrook had a typical Russ line, 16 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, another triple-double. A little inefficient, 6 of 17, but if you drafted Russ, you expected that. 3 of 4 from the line. He did hit a 3, and he had 3 steals, though, which are lovely to see. Rui Hachimura, great game, 20 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, 9 of 16. Very efficient, 1 of 4 from 3, though, 1 of 2 from the line. Not much else. In this weird Wizards center matchup, Wagner did get 18 minutes, had 6 points, 8 rebounds, and a block. He's kind of the fantasy darling, but he just can't seem to get over 20 minutes because Robin Lopez is still out there. He got 25 minutes and 10 points, with 3 rebounds. So it's really tough to trust him in fantasy. You know, Wagner's really the guy with the highest ceiling, but I wouldn't want to own any of these guys right now. And Raul Neto got 15 points, 2 boards, 4 assists. He was 5 of 10, 4 of 4, and he had 5 steals. So Neto is someone to look out for on your waiver wire if you need defensive stats and guard stats. The Washington's looking for help wherever they can get it. The rookies aren't producing, so look for Raul Neto, who always offers sneaky volume. So I went out a little out of order on this one, did the winner first, so let's go to the losers second, the Denver Nuggets. Tough game for Will Barton, only 2 points, 4 boards and assists, 1 of 7 from the floor, 0 of 5 from 3, but he did have a steal. Will Barton, a tough guy to hang on to right now, but so much fantasy potential. The Nuggets are just so deep, though. Jokic, of course, was the second leading scorer behind the on-fire Jamal Murray, who owners have to be super happy. I hope you bought low on this guy. 34 points from Murray, 6 boards, 6 assists, 12 of 23, 6 for 11 from 3, 4 of 5. He is bubble Murray right now. He also had 2 blocks. Nikola Jokic, 24 points, 11 boards, 7 assists, 9 of 18, 3 of 4, blah, blah, blah. Awesome. 3 of 3, 1 steal, 2 blocks. I mean, is this dude the fantasy and real life MVP? I mean, come on. Him and Embiid are right there. Michael Porter Jr., a big game, as I predicted, with Millsap and Jamichael Green out, opening up a lot of time for Porter. 18 points, 10 boards, 1 assist, just what you want from Porter. 7 of 13, 3 of 7 from 3, 1 of 2 from the line, and a steal and a block. So Porter Jr. maybe heating up here after coming back from injury. Really nothing else from the Nuggets. Campazzo's been good, but only 5 points, 3 boards, and 2 assists tonight. So just be happy if you're running Murray out there. Campazzo didn't get as much time because Monte Morris had a big game. 12 points, 3 boards, 5 assists, 2 of 8. 1 for 3 from 3, but 7 of 8 from the line. That's where he got a lot of his scoring, and 3 steals in 31 minutes. So Monte Morris looking like a decent pickup here with Gary Harris out. The final game of the evening was a right down to the wire game. That's why I delayed my start here. And the Milwaukee Bucks pulled it off over the New Orleans Pelicans, 129 to 125. The Pelicans continue to struggle, even though we had high hopes for them, and a big win for the Bucks. Let's start with the losing team, the Pelicans. Zion Williamson, I mean, this guy is a fantasy monster. He's looking like he's quickly becoming a first or second round talent. 34 points, 8 boards, 6 assists, 15 of 26 from the floor. Missed both his threes, but at least he's shooting them, Ben Simmons. Come on, dude. 4 of 5 from free throw line. 1 steal, 1 block in 37 minutes. Brandon Ingram, an all-star snub. Tough to keep him out. 23 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 11 of 25, but only 1 for 10 from 3. You could probably say that lost him the game. He hits a couple threes, and this one goes the other way. 1 steal. Steven Adams back from injury, kind of putting up what we can seem to expect from Adams these days. 7 points, 13 boards, 4 assists, which is a nice fantasy line from your center. 1 steal and 2 blocks. So who knows, maybe Adams needed a little bit of rest there with his ankle, and he's feeling good and putting up pretty good fantasy numbers. Eric Bledsoe, 16 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 of 10 from 3. He also had a steal. He was 5 of 15 from the floor. And keeping up big fantasy lines from the Pelicans players, 20 points from Lonzo Ball, 1 rebound, 8 assists. He was 7 for 14, 6 of 10 from 3. He had it rolling, didn't shoot a free throw, and had a steal and a block. So a great fantasy line from Lonzo. Willie Hernangómez continues to get minutes and is supplanted Jackson Hayes with his great play while Adams was out as the backup center. 10 points, 5 boards, including 4 of 5 from the field. No steals, no blocks. It's pretty much what you get from Big Willie. You get rebounds, you get efficiency, but not much else. Even Hart had a 6 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. Redick had 9 points, 7 boards, 3 assists. Just a great fantasy game, but they lost. because Milwaukee was even better, and their stars were amazing. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, 38 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 14 of 27 from the floor, 2 of 5 from 3, 8 for 10 from the line, that's what we like to see, and a block. Chris Middleton, another all-star snub, 31 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, 14 for 24, 2 of 4 from 3, 1 for 1 from the line. Brooke Lopez has really started to go downhill this season, but he's still doing what he's supposed to do, hitting threes and blocking shots. 12 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 for 8 from the floor. Only 1 3, though, which is a little disappointing. 1 for 3 from the line, but 3 blocks. So he got you a 3, and he got you 3 blocks, so stop your whining. Bobby Portis got the start tonight with Drew Holiday still out of the lineup, so they went big against that big lineup of the Pelicans, and he had 12 points, 8 rebounds, no assists, 5 of 9 from the floor. He had 2 for 4 from 3 and 2 blocks. Bobby Portis has been a sneaky good fantasy play this year, even in 12-teamers. Dante DiVincenzo, this is a guy that I get a lot of questions about on the Discord, and man, am I going to hear it tomorrow night when I'm live answering questions from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time tomorrow night. I'll be live on the Discord answering questions, and I'm sure I'll get a ton of, should I take this guy or Dante? And hey, it's hard to say anyone over Dante when he's getting 24 points, 7 rebounds, 9 assists, 9 of 16 from the floor, 4 of 7 from 3, 2 for 2 from the line with 34 minutes. He had 2 steals and a block on top of that. Holy cow, pick up Dante. I mean, I haven't been the biggest Dante lover, but I mean, I'm a fantasy winning lover, and he is a guy who looks like he could win something for you if he just happens to be available. They got literally nothing from their bench. Connington at 8 points. He's getting a little bit more time, but as soon as Drew Holiday is back, he's gonna fade off into the distance. Bryn Forbes, only 2 points, no threes, really just a 3-point specialist who isn't hitting any threes or getting minutes. He did have 21 minutes. Connington did have 26 minutes, but they did nothing with it, so I would just ignore that there. So that does it for this packed calendar. I hope you guys enjoyed my breakdown for this evening. Please catch me on the Discord Friday night between 7 and 8 p.m. Pacific time. Catch the box score breakdown every evening while we break this all down for you and go over some stats and fantasy and what it can do for you. Check out hoop-ball.com, HoopBall YouTube channel, and I'm Brent the Middleman. You can catch me at Brent Middleman on Twitter. I'd be happy to talk to you, answer any questions that you have, and hopefully I get some of them right. All right, guys, have a good night. We'll talk to you soon. See you around.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.